Proclamation number 1888, dated the April 14th, 1941. Decline of vegetation. Storms. Tempests. It is by no means by chance that the Earth's surface vegetation has changed as far as it involves stretches of land where human will and activity played a determining part. This particularly applies to forests or tree plantations which have fallen prey to human destructive will, which will not remain without influence on the climate as well as the condition of the soil. Such deforestation represents a great danger to humanity if it takes place before its time, that is, before the spiritual substances in the plant creations have sufficiently matured to animate the next form. For these prematurely released spiritual substances don't leave the place of their interrupted stay without claiming appropriate compensation by pestering the spiritual substances in their vicinity and, in their unconstrained state, frequently express themselves undesirably, from which they are not prevented by God either. Thus people in those areas will have to suffer extraordinary storms and devastations which will also severely impair the growth of the entire plant world. But where there is very little vegetation, other disorders also manifest themselves. The water conditions leave much to be desired, that is, the absence of a constant supply of water turns the earth's soil into sand. And thus such stretches of land can become barren and desolate, and although people believe they have no influence over it, they are nevertheless the actual cause of whole stretches of land becoming barren and excessively dry. The danger is now that this will not be recognized and that people will thoughtlessly sacrifice constantly more areas of land to their greed for profit, for this is usually the reason why whole areas waste away. If the human being destroys creations for the sake of earthly gain, it is a deliberate acknowledgement of the evil power. For the sake of money and monetary value, he interferes with the divine plan of creation which gave everything its function and not least of all the whole world of plants on the earth's surface. But such interference also has to have an appropriate effect, albeit these consequences are not so immediately recognizable but require a certain length of time. Storms and tempests will alarmingly increase. Floods will make plant cultivation difficult, and this will result in a decline of vegetation and simultaneously restrict the spiritual opportunities of development for the substances which want to take abode in the plant world corresponding to their degree of maturity and are thus prevented from doing so, which will result in constantly new storms and tempests. Amen.